You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Walk for Bibles begins Saturday, November the 9th, from 8 to 11 a.m. The WMIE, as well as WWBC, will be there with lots of free stuff to give away. Your donations help provide Bibles to crews and port workers from around the world in their own language. So drop by and say hello, sign up to walk or to make a donation, and we will see you there Saturday, November the 9th, from 8 to 11 a.m., at the Canaveral Port Ministries in Cape Canaveral.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent here with today's question. Of all the controversial things Jesus said, this one has to be right near the top. It's when Jesus told his followers in John 6, they must, quote, eat his flesh and drink his blood, or else they had no life in them. They responded by calling his teaching hard and claiming no one could hear it. Well, John, that command does sound strange to modern ears, maybe even a bit grotesque. What was going on there?
Well, sure, and we know, Denny, he wasn't talking about cannibalism, obviously. Jesus, first of all, didn't have enough flesh and blood to go around. It was just one human body. That's not what he's talking about. What he is referring to in very graphic, metaphoric language is, you have to accept him fully. You have to take him in. In other words, you have to fully, in faith, embrace the incarnation, the reality of Christ, who he is, his person, and his work. The language is stirring, and it's graphic, but it is metaphoric. And you remember what happened at the end of that chapter. This was too much for some people, and they walked no more with him. But what did Peter and the apostle say? When Jesus said to them, are you going to go away also? He said, to whom shall we go? You and you alone have the words of eternal life. Peter got the metaphor. He is saying, we embrace you. We take you in fully. It's you and you alone who can tell us and teach us how to have eternal life. We're not going anywhere because you're the only source of that everlasting life. That's what it means to embrace Christ fully, to eat his flesh and drink his blood.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, just visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
Hello, my name is Carol Esposito, Promotions Manager for WMIE 91.5 FM and WWBC 1510 AM. Our station is conducting a food drive four times a year to benefit the smaller food pantries in our county. This November, our food drive will benefit the Island Community Church Food Pantry located in Merritt Island. They specifically need and hope to receive 100 boxes of instant mashed potatoes, 80 cans of cranberry sauce, and 80 cans of yams. You can drop off your donation between the hours of 9 to 2 p.m. the week of November 4th through the 8th. At 1150 West King Street in Cocoa. I will be here to greet and thank you for partnering with us to meet this need. Together, we can be a blessing to others this Thanksgiving holiday and share the love that God so richly pours out upon us. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you. for so many years. When I think of how good he's been, it brings me to tears. Yeah. Though Satan tries to change my mind, I can't turn away. Oh, no, no. I made a vow to the Lord, and I'm here to stay. Ooh. You see, he's been good to me, better than I knew he could be. Everything to me, and I'm happy with Jesus.
worship him because God is able. How many of you know he's able tonight? Come on, continue to worship him. Hallelujah. He's able tonight. He's able.
Oh, It's in your name that all demons shall fall. It's in your name that I heed to your call. It's in your name that all power is given. I have authority in your name. In your name.